Mix 106.5.
What's up, everybody?
Whoa. That was like a hello. Happy Friday.
I told Jess I was going to have an attitude the whole show today. I'm just coming in.
And we literally just started. Like, could you imagine? Like, put yourself in that position. The person you, like, work closest with that you literally have to be stuck with for the next, like, six-ish hours is like, hey.
Just so you know, I'm going
to
have a tune.
Just so you know, I'm about to, like, literally make you have the worst day ever. And he's like, good morning. Happy Friday, 6 o'clock club. The mic turns on. I'm like, okay, dude, cool. You've literally been in the building for approximately 2 minutes.
And I'm not even in a bad mood. The funny thing is I'm actually in a good mood today. But
2 minutes ago.
I told Jess, like, I'm getting resentful because I haven't had a vacation day in a while. And
everyone's probably rolling their eyes at you.
Because I feel like I when I first got here, I took so many vacation days.
You did.
And I haven't done that. I've taken like a normal amount of vacation days this year, like a normal person.
Right.
And I'm like resentful of that. I'm just being like a normal person right now. And I'm like, ugh, this is so normal.
So you basically want to go on vacation like once a month?
Yes. I told Jess, I feel like every month I should take 1 week of vacation. And if I don't, I start to get like mad that I'm not. So,
aren't you going on vacation next month?
I am. But okay. Like, and that's a normal amount of vacation. It's actually more than normal. I understand.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just being whiny this morning.
Yeah.
For absolutely no reason.
Yeah.
So I told Jess today I'm doing the whole show in this tone of voice. Just for no reason. It's Friday. It's Friday. We're in a good mood. We're having fun today. We're just being goofy and silly. And Mother's Day, obviously, this weekend. So call your mama, text your mama, go to your mama's house, do whatever you're going to do. I think the most creative thing, well, first off, you sent your mom a gift?
Oh, yeah, I'll be sending her one.
Okay. I usually, because I am so bad with Mother's Day, I'm just bad at like planning things, period. What I'll do is I usually wake up on Mother's Day and do like Instacart or whatever, flowers that day of. It's just usually how it works for me. So if you forget to do something and you don't live close to your mom, my mom lives in Georgia, so I'll just day of send flowers. Charlotte, though, our producer, I think has the most unique Mother's Day celebration of anybody in the state of Maryland. Charlotte, what are you doing with your mother for Mother's Day?
It's going down tonight.
It starts tonight.
Well, I reserved a private karaoke room because my mom has been like asking for literally months now. She's like always like to me and my sister, and we're always tired. She's like, you guys want to go do karaoke tonight?
Aww.
And like, I feel like the only places to do it until recently
this
have been
the fun
like
place, right?
In
like
the
with
city.
The games and stuff.
Yeah. So this new place opened up, and so we're gonna go. It's gonna be so fun. She's so excited.
What's the name of the spot? Do you know? I know.
Ooh,
sorry.
It's the one next to the Hub in Catonsville. It's hold
it's
up.
Like low key new. I've seen it on Instagram. There's like a bunch of neon lights and everything.
Izakaya.
Okay.
Was she that tried. Decent? She tried. It's something like that,
yeah,
I'm sure.
But just look up the Hub karaoke. It'll come up. Just make sure you say it like Catonsville.
Yeah.
But like the videos look crazy.
It looks fun.
And my mom tell me to extend the invitation to both of you to stop
That's
by.
So kind.
She's
very kind.
So excited. She's like, invite everyone.
Absolutely not be doing that. tell her thank you very much for the invitation.
Now. Three trending stories in the city.
The Baltimore top three. With Jess. Number three.
Wine Village in Baltimore is back at the Inner Harbor to kick off Mother's Day weekend at the West Shore Park. This year's season will include a larger selection of local and international wines. They're also going to have like a Maryland-focused wine booth with over 30 different selections. It also offers cocktails, non-alcoholic drinks, beers, a ton of stuff for you to enjoy. They also have an art and craft marketplace. What's really cool this season is they have live entertainment and live bands, but they'll also have movie nights. And then on the nights or days that the O's are playing, they'll also stream the game from the Wine Village, which is really cool. It's open every day today through Sunday, June 1st. There are some blackout dates, so you can get all that info at BaltimoreWine.com.
Number two.
After one of the shortest waits in history, Cardinal Robert Francis Prevost, a 69-year-old from Chicago, was chosen as the new Pope yesterday. He chose the name Leo for his tenure leading the Catholic Church. Pope Leo XIV is the first American Pope in the Church's history, the first North American Pope, and the first Pope to come from an English-speaking country in almost 900 years. So even though he is from Chicago, he spent around two-thirds of his life in Europe and Latin America, and he speaks five different languages, and he worked as a missionary in Peru and led the Vatican's bishop appointment office.
I loved it yesterday, too, just watching all, like, the American pride. Like, we won, you know? It was like, yeah, America, let's go. We did it. We got our first American Pope, bro. Like, we did it. Like, I don't know if that's how it works. I'm not Catholic, so I don't know if that's, like, a thing that, like we won. Is there something
you
that we
gotta watch Conclave?
We like, do we take...
Do
like,
you watch like, Conclave?
It was so good.
I need to watch Conclave. Like, I'm not gonna lie. And I don't... And I obviously, this is a very important time. This is a very important day. However, when all this stuff started happening, like, when they were searching for a new pope, yeah, and they were saying, like, Conclave and all this stuff, I was like, crap. I really wish I was watching the show.
Wait,
so I
don't even know,
completely understand
that,
like, Charlotte, like everything that was going on.
Our producer Charlotte, when you I don't even know what that is. When you said Conclave, it's a movie.
Yeah, wasn't it like Oscar nominated this past year?
Okay, so I didn't know that it was.
Really good.
Is that what it's
like,
about?
Yeah.
About finding
Ralph Fiennes, Stanley Tucci. Yeah, like, it's actually such a good like drama. It's really interesting.
Cool.
Number one.
Lea Michele finally addressed the long-running rumor that she cannot read on Jake Shane's podcast, calling it crazy that people would make this up in the first place. And to prove that, yes, she can actually read, she literally grabbed Shane's flashcards and read them out loud. Take a listen.
Here she goes.
Give me the... I'm reading them.
I'm sick.
I'm sick. Jonathan is not here to read me this. Okay, ready? I placed first in my debate competition and qualified for nationals. What does this word say? No. Oh, my God. The theories are going to be like, Jake called her in advance. This doesn't prove anything.
Like,
she memorized it.
Obviously, they're having fun with this. But Lea Michele did admit that the rumors have actually made her feel really sad and frustrated. Aww. Because she is actually one of the only women in her entire family to be accepted to college. Oh, so the fact that this is a rumor that people have been starting since 2017 is very, very frustrating for her.
So the Lea Michele thing is tough because Lea Michele does not have a great reputation.
Exactly.
She's kind of known as a bully. So it's kind of hard to like come to Lea Michele's defense because she's known for being so mean to so many different people. So it's hard to like come to Lea Michele's.
That doesn't mean she can't read.
It doesn't mean that she's illiterate.
Like, she can literally read.
Right? It doesn't mean that we have to like say she can't read.
Did she like send mean text messages to people?
Dude,
she's got a bad
rap. Yeah, she has a really bad reputation. So she clearly knows how to read. She's obviously bullying people via text.
That's true. Okay,
like,
valid.
Hello?
Valid enough, yeah.
This is Jess, and that's your top three brought to you by Goal Vision.
According to science, these are the absolute worst gifts you can give your mom for Mother's Day. And I'm curious, two things. Number one, hopefully this is not something you're giving to your mother. If so, there's still time for you to get out of this.
Maybe.
But I'm also curious, if you're a mother that's ever received one of these gifts,
aww,
we need to know how this made you feel.
Yeah, sign off on this.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So our phone number, 410-583-1065. Text us if you're a mom that ever received one of these gifts for Mother's Day, okay? Number five, leftover holiday candy. That'd be bad. It'd be bad. If you're getting Christmas candy for Mother's Day, Easter candy, Halloween candy, it's not going to sit well.
Okay, fair. Yes, I agree.
If there's a butt next, I don't know what you're going to say.
No. I agree with this, but remember when we had a mom on and she gave her kids Halloween candy for Easter?
Fine for kids.
And all the parents were like, yeah, we do this all the time.
That's
and I would just like the kids to know, like, sorry, not sorry.
Right.
Like, it's okay for you, but it's not okay for mom.
Absolutely.
And that's just that.
It works in that direction. It doesn't work in the opposite
direction.
Exactly.
It's just one of those things.
The number four worst thing to give your mom for Mother's Day, unsolicited self-help book. Unsolicited.
Oh, no.
Okay. So, like, if you
get... Like, how you did for me when I first came on the show.
Oh, my God.
like when I gave Charlotte a book about how to break up with people.
Wait, that's so true. Like, Mom, happy Mother's Day, but this is a book about working through the trauma that you've put on me.
Oh my God.
Like, let's not do that.
If you've ever gotten one of these gifts for Mother's Day, please text us. We're wondering how this felt. Okay, number three. How-to cookbooks. How-to cookbooks, okay?
If she doesn't want it.
If she didn't ask for this, and all of a sudden, not a cookbook, but maybe a how-to cookbook.
Yeah.
Like a cookbook 101 for dummies kind of cookbook.
Okay.
It's rude. It's offensive. It's just not good.
Yeah, that's fair.
Number two, cleaning supplies. If you're getting cleaning supplies for Mother's Day, it just comes across offensive.
Maybe a spa
gift certificate,
please.
Or how about you go use those cleaning supplies for yourself? Like,
how about you clean?
You clean them with the cleaning.
The house.
Now,
much better gift.
Mm-hmm. If mm-hmm. you're going to use those cleaning supplies to clean the house, okay, that thoughtful.
Yes.
Other way around, not so much.
Yes.
You want to guess what the number one worst thing you can give your mom for Mother's Day is?
I thought it was going to be cleaning supplies. That's what I thought it was going to be. It's worse than cleaning supplies?
I can't think of something more offensive.
Gym membership.
It's
unsolicited.
It's similar to that. The worst thing you can give your mom for Mother's Day, weight loss products.
Yeah, that's heinous. Yeah.
Like, if you're giving your mom like, if you're giving your mom like a weight loss pill or something, man, like it's.
Get her some cookies, you freak.
Yeah.
Tell her you love her and that she's beautiful.
Right. Don't, you freak.
Don't perceive her like that.
No, for real. That's actually so mean. That's like, so don't. Mean.
Yeah,
unless she wants it. If that's what she wants for her birthday, Ozempic, pop off.
Anything.
But
yes.
If she doesn't want that, don't you dare. Don't you dare. Anything that has to do with weight, anything, period, mm-hmm. point blank, don't you dare.
Kramer and Jess. $1,000.
Let's go. $1,000 in free gas on a Friday. Even if you're not the contestant on the phone, we always say play these 7 trivia questions in the car. See how you do. One day you're going to get the courage to call, play this game live. You could win $1,000 in free gas. What? Let's go to caller number 10. Who is this? Hi.
This is Josh.
Is it Josh or John?
Josh.
Josh. Big Josh.
Hey, Josh.
What's up, my guy? How we feeling?
How's it going?
Hey, we're good. We're good. How you doing?
Sorry, I'm just getting off work.
Okay.
You're getting off work?
Oh, I pulled a night shift.
Oh, dude.
Josh, what do you do professionally?
I guess you could call it professional, but I am an overnight gas station clerk.
Hey, yeah, you are.
Is professional. What are you talking about, dude?
Yeah,
people would
God.
Be out here stranded without you.
Can you imagine if we didn't have people like Josh in the world, man? What would we do? What would we do with Josh?
What do we do? Where do we go?
Keeping us fueled in the middle of the night.
Yeah, no, you have to be there. Everyone would be like losing their minds.
Josh, thank you for what you do, my guy.
Seriously.
Well, I don't know if it's going to mean a lot to you, but we're gonna give you free gas if you win this game.
Hey.
I don't know if it's...
That would be amazing.
If that means anything to you. Do you get a discount on gas if you work at a gas station? How does that work?
No.
What?
No, not here. We don't.
You don't?
That's actually so whack.
That's disappointing, unfortunately. Well, this game might come in handy then. Let's explain the rules, and then Josh, we're going to play. Jess, how do we do this?
If you can answer 7 trivia questions in 60 seconds, you win $1,000 in free dash and gas. But if you get one wrong, mispronounce one, or take longer than 60 seconds, you are out. Now, remember, you can pass on the ones you don't know, and you just have to say pass, and then we'll go back to them only if there's time at the end. Josh, you ready to play?
I'm ready.
Your chance at $1,000 in dash and gas starts...
Question number one, what is the plural of tooth?
Teeth.
Correct. Question number two, what's the main ingredient in tempura batter?
Pass.
Question number three, name both the colors found in the flag for Greece.
Blue and white.
Correct. Question number four, how many minutes are in 2.5 hours?
150.
Correct. Question number five. What is the main sport in the movie Field of Dreams?
Pass.
Question number six. In the song Nice and Slow, what was Usher doing at 7 o'clock?
Pass.
Question number seven. What kind of energy is used when you heat water on the stove?
Pass. pass. I don't want to say the wrong thing.
Question number two. What is the main ingredient in tempura batter?
That's 60 seconds right there, man. I know it. I know it. I know. That's all right, Josh, man.
Ooh.
Josh Tyre, you've been working all night. This guy's out here working hard. You know what I mean? Hardworking guy. He's a hardworking guy. It's all right, Josh. Let's catch up with
you. Wait, are you with somebody?
Yeah, me and my boss play this every morning.
Oh, what,
wait, where was the boss at? Wait, you couldn't hop in and help Josh out? What the heck?
He's out there pumping gas.
No, I was Googling.
Was.
Oh, you were Googling? Okay, my bad, my bad.
Yeah, what's
up? Wait, why doesn't Josh get a discount at work?
Wait, does the boss get a discount at gas?
What's going on? Okay.
Yeah. Boss, what's your name?
Jenny.
What's up, Jenny? Do you get a discount on gas?
No.
What the? What are the perks?
Do you guys get any perks at the gas station?
I'm sorry?
Do you get any discounts or anything on food or anything?
No.
Nothing.
They pay for half of our gym membership.
Okay.
That's a nice perk.
Okay. Thank God, because I was like, everyone deserves a perk.
They deserve
a perk.
I just wonder what the perks were. Okay. All right. Let's go through these guys, and it's all good. It's a good team here. Jenny and Josh, we like them. Jess, where? Let's go through these and see what we did.
Number two, what is the main ingredient in tempura batter? Flour.
It's flour was the first ingredient. Yeah.
Flour.
That's all right.
You did pretty good. You got three. You got four. Question number five. What is the main sport in the movie Field of Dreams? Do we know that one?
Baseball.
Yep, yeah, good job, right. Jenny. Yep. And I think I heard Jenny say it in the background. In the song Nice and Slow, what was Usher doing at 7 o'clock?
Can we sing it together?
Hold on. I gotta go over it. 7 o'clock. I'm in the drop top cruising the streets.
Drop top cruising the streets. Question number seven, what type of energy is used when you heat water on a stove? That is thermal energy.
That one's tough, man.
Thermal.
A little science on that one. Hey,
it's
guys.
So cool, though. Thanks for playing with us every morning. That's awesome.
Yeah, we love you guys.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we try.
Thanks for keeping everybody gassed up, and we appreciate you guys. It's all good, man. It was we had 5 days this week. We'll come back next week at 5 more days, and every day, 7 brand new trivia questions worth $1,000 in free gas. You guys have a great weekend. We'll see you back here Monday, same time. We'll play it all over again, okay?
All right, remember us. We'll be back.
Oh, we definitely will.
What does that mean? Are they in danger? Like, what? What does that mean?
And you better make sure to get to Dash and treat your taste buds to their brand new mouth-watering parfait.
Oh, is it got the music in the background?
We're talking creamy, low-fat, Yoplait, yogurt, mixed with berries and crunchy granola. Healthy, wholesome, and made fresh every day at Dashin'.
Ooh, are you still mad? It's too late now to say sorry. Want an apology?
Sorry.
Or is yours long overdue?
Forgive and forget with Kramer and Jess.
Melissa from Baltimore, hi, good morning. Are we going to ask for forgiveness or demand an apology today?
I want an apology from my ex-fiance for ending our relationship through a letter.
I'm so sorry.
Well, why did he do that?
So I'm originally from Missouri, and we started dating online about a year ago. Mm-hmm. Both of us are divorced, so we bonded over that. Mm-hmm. Like right away, you know, I think you were the one. Mm-hmm. So he asked me to move to Baltimore with him, and I did.
Okay.
So I quit my job. I had to change careers. And when we moved in together, it felt good at the time. Mm-hmm. And within a few months, he had proposed, we were engaged. And then about 2 weeks ago, I woke up and he was nowhere around. And there was a letter from him that was sitting on the side table of our bed. And it said, I'm sorry, I'm just not feeling it anymore.
Damn.
What?
Yeah, there was no indication that anything was wrong. He was still every day telling me I was the one and he'd finally found me. We were going to be together forever.
Yeah.
And then I get this letter from him. And the thing is, his half of the rent, because we were splitting the rent.
Yeah.
And it took all the money that I had to move from Missouri.
Right. Yeah.
And he's paid up through the end of this month. And after that, that's it. So I want an apology from him and I want him to pay enough that I can move back to Missouri.
Have y'all talked at all?
I found out that he's staying at a friend's house.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
I didn't even find that out from him. I found that out from a mutual friend.
And so his whole thing is like, he thinks all he is obligated to do is pay out the rest of this month's rent and then you two can just go your separate ways.
Apparently so. I mean, he hasn't told me at all what he's thinking or feeling.
Yeah.
But he's paid up through the end of the month and then that's it. Like we had a mutual bank account together to pay rent and it's closed.
Oh, crap.
All right, let's talk through this logistically really quick. Guy had a change of heart. Happens all the time, unfortunately, in love. I mean, it's just that's the game of love. And I hate to say it, but it just kind of is. Do we feel like he needs to pay her way back to Missouri? I don't know logistically. I mean, I feel like there's a lot of unanswered questions here. Like, why did our guy just dip? Like, was there somebody else? Like, what's wrong? I mean, there's a lot of unanswered questions here.
I think that he owes you an explanation. I do think he owes you that. But him paying for you to move back home, I think that would be the morally right thing to do. But do I think it's something that he needs to do? I don't know. And well, I'm speaking from my experience.
I was just thinking about you and Garage Boy.
Because Garage Boy and I moved across the country together. So when we had this opportunity to come here and I asked if he wanted to come with me, a bigger conversation that surrounded that decision was, obviously, I want you to come with me. However, if you do this, I can't be the only and sole purpose of you coming. Right. Like, you have to find something else.
If it didn't work out, though, would you feel like you needed to help him, like, pay to get him back to California?
I would want to. That's why I would, because morally, I do think that it would be a kind thing for him to do. Like, I would want to help him. But that was something he talked about where Garage Boy was like, this is a decision that I'm making and this is on me. Like, I don't want you to feel responsible if it doesn't work out because I'm making the decision to come out there. So that's why it's a little tricky because you decided to take the chance to come out here.
Right. He's willing to come on and he knows what's up. I mean, like, clearly he knows what's up here.
Yeah.
I just wonder if we're missing a piece of the puzzle.
Yes. And you deserve those answers because I think it's weird with the whole letter thing.
I think there's probably a missing piece to this puzzle. What made this man dip? And then will that change our opinion of does he need to help her get back to Missouri? Melissa, don't let him know that you're on, though, until we give him a chance to guess. Even though I'm going to tell you right now, Charlotte already says he pretty much knows what this is all about. So just hang tight, though, okay?
Okay.
Okay, cool. Then let me get on Jason. Hi, Jason. Good morning.
Yeah, hi. Good morning.
Thank you again, man, for agreeing to come on today. We appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem.
So I know that Charlotte explained everything to you. Kind of this is our segment about forgiveness. I also know that you pretty much have a pretty clear understanding of who might want to bring you on.
Yeah, I imagine this is my ex-fiancée.
Why the f*** would you end our relationship with a note? You f***ing coward.
She asked, I think, a pretty valid question.
I had a change of heart. And I just don't think it's really fair for either one of us to move forward if it's not right. And I can't apologize any more than that. There's nothing more to say.
Well, I think there is, though. I think there is more. And I think that's maybe the part that's really kind of got me. I mean, and Melissa, am I wrong? That's kind of like what do you want to hear from Jason?
I mean, an explanation. We were supposed to get married. We were talking about having kids and our future together. And then I wake up one morning and there's this pathetic little note and there's no explanation. Like, he told me I was the one and he was going to love me forever. And then poof, he's gone. You asked me to move out with you. You asked me to marry you.
I never asked you to move out here. I'm sorry you think that that's the way that it happened. I don't remember it happening like that. But even if it did, then it happened that way. And then it didn't work out. And I'm sorry that sometimes it just doesn't work out. And it didn't work out. So I'm sorry. I don't know what you want.
Well, I mean, either way, you did ask her to marry you, correct?
Well, yes, I asked her to marry, but then I had a change of mind. I had doubts, considering lots of other things, and I there's no point in, you know, everything's paid up through the month.
Well, Jason,
that's just the way it goes.
That's also something that we were curious about too. So we understand that you paid the rest of your portion of the rent, but would you even consider helping Melissa financially get her way back to Missouri?
Well, stay in Baltimore. What's the matter with Baltimore? Just stay here. Like, you move, that happens. This stuff happens. It's not on me now. It's not my responsibility.
You know you know, I don't know anybody here. Like, this is your world entirely. And I gave up everything to come here to marry you. Like, it is only fair that you help me get back to the life you took away from me.
No, it's just not. I never asked you to quit your job and move here so fast. That wasn't me.
He absolutely convinced me to do all this. This is not the man that I fell in love with.
So I don't think he has to pay, right, Jess? I don't think it's like...
No, I don't think you have to pay. Like we said, I don't think it's like a legal thing that you're bind to do. But I hoped that you would find it in your heart to help in some kind of way.
Right.
If you could, because of the way that you dip.
No, I feel like I apologize. I can't apologize more. There's nothing more to be said.
I mean, I'm not heartless.
I resent...
The letter was two lines.
Well, we're talking about it now.
And then do you feel like do you want to help contribute, get her back to Missouri or not?
I've helped contribute as far as I need to. And that's what's up. I don't know.
If that's his answer, then that's his answer and there's nothing more I can do. I'm done with this guy.
Parents, have your kids ever hacked your social media? Like, truly, have they somehow, with like whether accidental or on purpose, have they hacked your social media? Because this recently happened to Kim Kardashian, where on her account, on her story, it basically shared a promo for her 9-year-old son, Saint, his YouTube channel.
What's the story?
And the way that it was posted on her story, like, it didn't go along with like the normal aesthetic of all her other things, and then fans started to comment on it, and they were like, Saint, give your mother back her phone. Like, it was very clear that he definitely shared his own promo for people to follow his YouTube channel on Kim Kardashian, so on his mother's Instagram account.
It wasn't by mistake. It was like he got onto her account and was like, hey
everyone, follow me on YouTube.
Okay, got it.
And when I saw this, it was hilarious, but then I also, it kind of made me think about like, I'm sure that this is actually a lot more common than we think, where I think it's one of two things. I think maybe accidentally your kid could possibly like post a photo of you on your story, right? Yeah. Because like they could be watching something on your phone or True. Just posting anything on social media, or them purposely, like 9-year-old Saint, literally advertising his own YouTube channel on his mom's social media.
That could be actually really dangerous. And I never thought of that before, because we've all probably accidentally done it ourselves before, where we've posted things accidentally on our own social media. But I'm guessing the access that you just give your kids, I see y'all just be like,
you're watching a show, playing a game.
Right. Hey, you give your kid your phone. They're just messing around. I'm sure there's got to be a story that we can solicit for right now. 410-583-1065. Is there any parent listening right now? And let's see, we might not get a call on this, but has your kid ever posted something on your social media before? Maybe either accidentally or on purpose.
And thinking that it was cute or it was funny, or they just wanted to share something, like a photo of themselves.
Let's see if we can find a story like that. Hey, Mix, good morning. Who's this?
This is Jamie.
Jamie, did your kid ever post something on your social media that was unsolicited by you?
All the time. She asks, she goes on my Facebook and asks my friends to send feet pictures.
What? Okay, wait, hang on. Did you say feet pictures?
Yes.
Feet. Okay, hang on. Okay. All right. Hold on. Everyone chill. It's clearly a Friday show today.
Yeah.
Okay. Wait, is this, first of all, how old is your son?
It's my daughter, this started when she was about like 16.
She's 16. Now, is she like genuinely asking for her own entertainment, or is she being funny?
Or is she
like,
selling these?
This is just for entertainment purposes. Like, let's just be silly.
Be silly. Silly. Not for her own pleasure.
To flood your page. Flood your page with all of your friends' feet pics. Wait, another question. Are they actually sending you feet pics?
They are, but not of their own feet. Like, they'll Google the most disgusting feet you could possibly have, and then they'll upload them.
How long do these posts stay up for? Because, I mean, I'd be humiliated if, like, I mean, because who knows who else connected on your social media? Like coworkers, or, you know, employers?
Oh, It'll stay up unless I choose to delete it.
So how long? Like, how long until you finally find out these things are up there?
Well, the first, because I wasn't really big on Facebook for a bit there.
Yeah.
So I would say I probably went about a week before I knew.
Wait,
and I was like, dang, that's a lot of feet. And I kept seeing people commenting on your, and I was like, well, I don't remember posting anything.
Wait, I have another question. Is she posting it from herself, or is she posting it like you're the one that's asking for the feet pics?
Like me, I'm the one asking.
Like, I'm really genuinely.
Why would she do that to you?
Yeah, that's lovely. Yep. That's a lovely way of use of mom social media. Wow, that's a
happy Mother's Day.
I don't think we could have asked for a better call, but thank you so much, Jamie. That's just the call we needed. Anybody listening right now that your kid posts on your social media, like, look, what are they posting? Like, was it an accident? Was it on purpose? Wait, Anna and Lisa, hi guys.
Thank you.
Hi.
So,
hello.
Mom is who?
I'm Lisa.
Hi, Lisa. Mom. Anna, so you go into mom's, Lisa's Instagram?
Yeah.
And you only did it once. You only did it once. What were you doing?
A couple of times. I, like, loved Wicked and Taylor Swift at the time. I still do.
Yeah,
same.
I said, I went on Mary-Kate Murphy's account. I was like, hey, me and my daughter just saw you. We love you so much.
Oh, yeah.
Put it on my mom's point of view, sort of.
Yeah.
Oh, so you were sending it as your mom.
Wait, why wouldn't you send it as you? Why wouldn't you just say that it was you?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Sneaky? I don't know.
I saw that she messaged them, so, like, I went in and deleted them.
Why'd you delete it?
She could have answered and we could have been her bestie.
Could have been her bestie, Mom.
We'll never know. What if she got Wicked tickets? Or wait, Taylor Swift could have seen the message.
Yeah, like, what?
She's looking at me with the eyes saying, Mom, I told you so. So y'all are not helping me right now.
Yeah, I'm so, but Mom, this could have been it.
Missed opportunity.
You know what I mean?
She was like, Mom, we have to call in and tell them how I message people from your
Instagram. Yeah, no, it's funny. Well, we'll tell your mom Happy Mother's Day. Can we do it live
Thank
on the radio?
You.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Thank you. Tell anybody you know that Happy Mother's Day.
Yeah, Happy Mother's Day to all the moms. Yeah, thank you guys for calling us too.
To all the moms.
Yeah.
Thank you. Have a great weekend.
Yeah, you too. Thank you so much for saying that.
This is Cindy in Columbia on one.
Hi, Cindy. Good morning.
Hey, Kramer. Good morning, Jess.
Good morning.
What happened? Your kid got into your social media. What did they do with it, though?
My daughter will go into Facebook dating under my profile.
Oh, God.
And she'll heart the men that she thinks are interesting for me.
No.
Not matchmaker? Hang on.
I'm trying to digest this.
Yeah,
for a
is
second.
This behind your back?
Do you like her doing this? Is it weird? Like, I'm trying to get the vibe here.
Okay, so initially my kids were like, oh, you need to find someone, you need to get back out into the dating field, blah, blah. And I'm like, oh, I'm not into it, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And so then my daughter was like, she was like sick of me and said, I'm this is what she said after the fact. I'm going to find someone for you.
Yeah.
And come to find out, a lot of the choices that she made were decent for me.
Okay.
Oh, that's so sweet. Yeah.
Yeah. And one of the guys that I'm actually talking to was one of the ones that she actually picked.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Wait, so, I actually really love that because she's looking for you, but she's also like looking for the fam because this is for all of you guys. Yeah.
Absolutely.
So it kind of worked out.
It did kind of work out. At first it was a little, I felt like, you know, my privacy was being violated.
Right.
Yes, absolutely.
But it still worked out. Okay, wait, really quick. I need to ask you these questions and tell me as a woman, are these massive turnoffs? Because they say if you ask these seemingly innocent questions on dates, they're going to instantly get you ghosted.
Hey, you're now sitting at the singles table. I wanna know where love is. Oh, with Kramer.
Mix 106.5.
Yeah. We still out here. Welcome to the singles table. If you're new here, single. Been single for a while now. Divorced in 2018. and you know, just been out in these streets for a while.
Not streets.
And just trying to figure it out, you know what I mean?
The bad, bad streets of Columbia, Maryland.
Yeah, what? Catch me at your local vegan restaurant.
Yeah, you'll find me out there.
There's two.
It's a dumb. So when there's single news breaking, I'll be the one to bring it to you here on the show. There's this article out today saying that if you ask these innocent questions, they're going to get you ghosted. And I was like, let me run these by these ladies on this radio program and see if you agree with these, all right?
Okay.
So avoid these questions. Ready? Why are you still single? I think to me, that's always been kind of a cute question to ask. Why are you still single? They're saying it's like a backhanded compliment. Mm-hmm. It's a kind of like a nice way of saying, what's wrong with you?
Mm.
Do you agree with that?
Like, I have always felt like asking why are you still single is the like nice way to ask what is wrong with you.
Do you?
I do, and because I think that there's a different way to find out like your history. I feel like people will naturally and organically share like stories from past relationships, and when you ask why are you still single, it kind of makes you shut that opportunity off within yourself. Does that make sense?
Do you kind of
get what I'm saying?
I can see it. I can see it. To me, I will be honest with you. I've said it many times.
If you ask me that, you're opening the door for me to trauma dump on you on the first date. Like,
don't ask Cheryl that question. I don't mind. You're going to be there a while.
I think it's cute more so like not in a question form where it's like less pressure-y. Like if you're just like, I'm surprised you're single, like I think that's kind of sweet.
Okay.
Yeah. I guess.
Maybe it's like the wording just needs to be changed.
Yeah.
Around.
Okay. That's what it is.
That's fair enough. Yeah. Okay. Question number two, you should never ask where it's going to get you ghosted on dates. How much money do you make?
Well, that's weird.
I feel like you shouldn't ask that anyone ever.
Can I be honest with you? Can I be honest with you?
No.
You ask, do you?
No, I don't ask. 50% of dates I go on, I get asked. First dates.
What?
Wait, really?
I promise you. 50% of the dates
that
go on.
That's gross.
That's first really dates, weird.
Promise you. That question comes up within the first one or two dates.
Is it because are they curious about the industry that you work in?
Maybe, but I think women are just very, want to know pretty early on, like, what am I bringing to the table financially?
But also, you have bad taste in women. So that's a generalization. I don't think all women, like, we're not out here trying to gold dig. Like,
I'm not, that's not a dig on women. I'm just telling you from my experience.
It's just a dig on the people he's talking to.
Like, yeah. That's
a
you
wild
thing.
They really are wild. You know who you are. You're listening right now. Next.
Now you're listening right now.
Next.
I'll give you one more.
Smoke show. Yes, immediately no.
Things that you should never say.
Smoke show.
Somewhat innocent questions that will get you ghosted. And this one, honestly, I think, and it's someone that's been single and dated a lot, I think this question is completely fair.
Okay.
How many kids do you want? I think that's an absolutely completely fair question to ask somebody.
Why is that a bad question to
they're
ask?
They're saying this is something you'll want to know eventually. But it's not fun and flirty and should not be asked early on in the equation.
I don't agree with that because that's going to be situational, mm-hmm. especially at what age you are, mm-hmm. right?
Okay,
where
fair.
It's like, yeah. No, I think sometimes that conversation needs to be the first one because you guys got to figure out, what are we doing here?
I agree too, Charlotte. Would that freak you out if somebody asked you early on?
Not at all. And I think we're like normalizing that more with this generation because like for me, like on my Bumble, like you can pick want kids, don't want kids.
Yeah.
And I have that I don't want kids on my profile. So, mm-hmm. like, I like, honestly, right. when people are upfront about that, because why
you should
waste
be.
Each other's time if you guys want completely different things in
early
life?
Early on. See, I agree with that.
Absolutely.
That's what they say, questions that you shouldn't ask. But I think the kid thing is fair enough. Money, maybe
no.
not.
Yeah.
Not so much. Okay.
It's time for Friday Cry Day. Feels good to let it out.
Okay, it probably goes without saying Jess is a pretty emotional person, right? She has a lot of emotions.
Clearly moody today.
And she lets you know what they are. You never don't know how Jess feels about something. She's very transparent about her feelings. So on Friday, we played this little game where she comes in here. She tells you three potential reasons of why she may have cried this week. And you try to guess which one of these three stories was the real cry for the week. Let's get into the tears, ladies and gentlemen. Start with story number one.
I actually am very proud. I challenged myself this week because I wore white tennis shoes in public for the first time in my life.
So stressful.
I got brand new Hokas from Charm City Run. And you need to know why this is such a big deal, because I'm like the girl who spills coffee on myself just thinking about coffee. Okay, so I have been avoiding this, and I was like, you know what? I'm an adult. I want to try this. I'm going to do this. And honestly, I was slaying all day. Like, I was good at work. I had a work event outside. There was grass.
Yeah.
They were doing like water activities. There were puddles everywhere. It was almost like there were all of these challenges and obstacles that I had to get through. Mm-mm. And I was getting through all of them. And I thought I did really good.
I don't need that kind of responsibility anymore. I retired from white shoes. Done.
That is smart.
Done.
Because I don't know when this happened, because I kept looking down and I thought I was good all day until I literally, at the end of my day, I got home. And I don't know if I like,
it doesn't
matter. I don't know if it hit the car door.
Yeah.
I don't know what Scuff. It hit, Scuff. But there was a smudge.
Yep.
And I literally cried because I was so intentional all day that, you know what? That did really give me a lot of anxiety all day.
I bet it did. That's I, no matter what you say, I guarantee that was the cry. All right, story number two.
Story number two. So this week I went to grab lunch and I was so tired that I turned off my car without putting it in park.
No,
accidentally.
Why?
I don't know. I don't know what was going on in my brain that I thought I did that. And where I was parked, it was kind of slanted. So the only way I knew is because like things were moving around me. And I was like, am I moving right now? And then I looked down and realized I was moving because my car was not in park. I had just turned it off. And luckily, I caught it immediately. And there just so happened to be a car driving behind me that if I wouldn't have caught it, I definitely would have backed into that car. I literally started crying just out of pure like fear and panic.
Yeah.
Especially with the crazy car stuff that happened with both my car and Garage Boy's car last week.
It's not good. Story number three.
Sorry. Story number three. That was a lot. I don't know if you saw this viral video, or maybe it's just in my algorithm because this is all I see on my timeline, but there is this video of this dad telling his five-year-old son, like, you know you're the best son in the world, right? And like, you know you're my best friend, and I'm going to be your best friend forever. And this little boy is literally crying happy tears to like Louis Capaldi, because like that was the song that just happened to be playing like in their car. This little boy is five and his dad is like, I'm gonna be your best friend forever. And I was like, why am I sobbing over these people like I'm related to them? I was like crying so hard to this video, and it's such a beautiful relationship.
Damn it, man.
So what's it gonna be?
Yance.
Take your pick, Steven.
Damn it, man.
One, two, or three.
Oh, damn it, man. I bet you it's the shoes. That's just my guess, because sometimes she'd be wilding over stuff like that. I'm going shoes, but what are you going with? Ashley in Baltimore, good morning.
Good morning.
Okay.
Oh, and Ashley's daughter.
Oh, Ashley's daughter too. Hi, guys. Wait, Ashley, what's your daughter's name?
Kamari.
What's up, Kamari?
Ashley and Kamari.
Hi, guys. Now we hear there's a disagreement on what the answer is between you two. Yeah.
Yeah.
Ashley, you think it's what?
I think it's two, but we're going to go with three because that's what my daughter picked. I've been winning almost every time, okay? I win almost every week, though.
Wait,
so.
Kamari wins almost every week?
Yeah.
Okay, well, Kamari, are you sure, Kamari? You feel good about it? Okay, Kamari, why do you think this is right this week then? Why do you feel like it's going to be number three? Why do you feel like it's the TikTok video?
Well, because imagine saying that to your own child. That would be so thankful.
Wait, I can't hear. What is she saying, Ashley?
Imagine saying that to your own child. That would be so, nice.
It would be so nice.
It would be very nice. And Jess, she's on a winning streak.
Mm-hmm.
But we get a disagreement in the car. Before you answer this, were one of these two ladies right? Was it either number two or number three?
Yeah.
Okay, so we're narrowed down.
Mm-hmm.
Kamari's been on a winning streak.
Mm-hmm.
Was it number three?
Yeah, it was number three.
Number three. Kamari, you
Kamari,
did it.
You were right. It you was story it. Number three, the father and son.
Yeah. Kamari, you're on fire over here with Friday Criday. Yeah, let's go.
Is Ashley okay?
Ashley, all right? Congratulations.
Yeah, I'm okay.
I just
need to listen to some more.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations, you guys.
Yeah, congrats, you guys.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. You guys are on fire. Hey, let's call Friday Criday. We play it every week this time, all right?
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.